This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Tashkent, the capital of Uzbekistan, this evening on a two-day visit aimed at further strengthening bilateral ties between India and Uzbekistan. He was warmly received by Uzbek President Shavkat Mirziyoyev at the airport. The two leaders are scheduled to hold detailed discussions on the entire gamut of bilateral relations and review progress in key areas of cooperation. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit reports that the entire Tashkent city has been decked up with Indian flags and colourful hoardings to welcome Prime Minister Modi on his fourth visit to the Central Asian country.
The Indian diaspora, comprising mostly of medical students in Tashkent, gathered for a special welcome for Prime Minister Modi. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Uzbekistan, Mr. Shavkat Mirziyoyev, will reflect upon the entire spectrum of bilateral relationship that are based on civilizational ties and built over centuries and strengthened by strong people-to-people ties. The two leaders would review cooperation in trade and investment, defense, digital connectivity, energy, education and people-to-people domains at the Presidential Palace. They will also share perspectives on advancing the shared development vision of Viksit Bharat 2047 and Uzbekistan 2030. Prime Minister Modi is also expected to visit the Shastri Memorial in Tashkent and the Mahatma Gandhi Center at the Tashkent State University of Oriental Studies. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Tashkent, Uzbekistan.
The death toll from devastating flash floods in Nepal and Tibet has risen to 669, with over 2,000 people missing. Search and rescue operations are underway across the affected districts of the Himalayan nation. Officials said the police are coordinating with residents and other agencies to locate missing people and assist those stranded by the floods. India has stepped up humanitarian assistance to Nepal affected by flash floods. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said India is concerned about the crisis situation in Nepal. Talking to reporters in Lucknow, Mr. Singh said India has been continuously sending assistance to the neighbouring country. The External Affairs Ministry has said 88 Indian nationals have been rescued so far in Nepal following flash flood tragedy on Wednesday. In a social media post, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said 287 Indian nationals are reportedly missing. He said around 128 people of Indian origin holding other nationalities also remain missing. Mr. Jaiswal informed that four Indian nationals were rescued today from a hydropower project in Rasuwa. He added that 120 Indian nationals crossed into Nepal from China today. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said today that as global companies reassess their supply chains and capital allocation, India offers not only the scale of a vast market, but also the depth of a long-term investment and operating platform. She made these remarks while addressing a high-level business roundtable with leading investors and business leaders in Chicago in the United States. She highlighted India's broad-based growth, reform momentum, and expanding opportunities for long-term investment. Ms. Sitharaman also emphasized that India's investment appeal lies in the convergence of scale, sustained economic growth, skilled talent, world-class infrastructure, technological advancement, and a decade of consistent reforms. The government has said more than 115 lakh hectares of farmland have been brought under micro-irrigation under the Per Drop More Crop scheme as of July this year. The initiative aims to promote efficient use of water at the farm level and improve water use efficiency in agriculture. The initiative began in January 2006 as the centrally sponsored scheme for micro-irrigation. From 2015-16 to 2021-22, it was officially named Per Drop More Crop and implemented as a core component of the Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sichai Yojana. Under this scheme, the government provides financial assistance of up to 5 hectares per beneficiary to install micro-irrigation systems. Small and marginal farmers receive 55% and other farmers receive 45% financial assistance. And with that, we end this news bulletin.